It is 418, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, brought to you by Top to Bottom for your emergency roof repair. Make your first call to Top to Bottom. They specialize in emergency repairs and are backed by the knowledge and experience to fix any roof issue they encounter. Call John at Top to Bottom for an expert evaluation today. Call 338-9865. Sarah Simmerberg, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is the Ides of March.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Not the sale at the car dealership, but the actual...
Although that is going
on. That is going on, yes. But today is the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March, they say, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Ides of March was marked by several religious observances and was notable in Rome, also as a deadline for settling debts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 44 BC...
It's like tax day.
Sort of, yeah. In 44 BC, it became notorious as the date of the assassination of Julius Caesar, which made the Ides of March a turning point in Roman history.
I see.
So the Romans didn't number each day of a month from the first to the last day. They did things a little different.
Oh, okay.
They tracked time much differently than we do now, with months divided into groupings of days counted before certain named days. So there were the calends. At the beginning of the month, that's where we get the word calendar from.
Okay.
The calends.
The calends.
Then there were the Ides in the middle.
Right.
And the knowns between them.
Knowns?
Yeah.
N-O-N-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
The knowns.
Or the nuns.
Or the nuns.
I'm going to go with knowns.
Knowns.
Not the nuns. So these days were ancient markers used to reference dates in relation to lunar phases.
Wow.
Ides simply refer to the first new moon of a given month, which fell on the 13th. For most months, but the 15th in March, May, July, and October.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So because of its association with the full moon, the Ides was considered a holy day for the god Jupiter and set aside for feasting. This was especially true of the Ides of March, one of the highest holy days of the year, which was special even before it went down in infamy because of its status as the first full moon of the year. So in modern times, the Ides of March, of course, is best known as the date in which Julius Caesar was assassinated. Caesar had declared himself dictator for life.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Bold move.
Bold move.
Yes.
Job security, though.
While many of his changes and reforms were well received by lower and middle class populations, other politicians grew anxious about his ever-growing power.
Yeah.
The animosity eventually boiled over, and on March 15th, 44 BC, the emperor was stabbed to death at a meeting of the Senate. As many as 60 conspirators, led by Brutus and Cassius, were
Cassius,
involved.
Yeah.
According to Plutarch, a seer had warned that harm would come to Caesar on the Ides of March.
So says Plutarch.
Yes. On his way to the theater of Pompeii, where he would be assassinated, Caesar passed by the seer and joked, "Well, the Ides of March are come," basically saying the prophecy had not been fulfilled.
Oh, boy, hang
to
on.
Which the seer replied, "They're come, but they are not gone."
I see.
Yes. So this meeting is famously dramatized in Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar, when Caesar is warned to beware the Ides of March.
Sure is.
So his death triggered a civil war that ultimately led to the rise to power of his great nephew and adopted son, Octavian.
Mm.
Who became the first Roman Emperor Augustus Caesar in 27 BC.
I see.
Yeah. So today you can visit the site where Julius Caesar was assassinated, if you so choose.
I can't drive there, though. I have to.
It is Rome's oldest open-air square, and it's where Caesar was stabbed around 23 times on the Ides of March.
Wow.
It fell into disrepair during the following centuries, but after a $1.1 million restoration project, the historic site opened to the public in 2021, and the site is also home to a cat sanctuary with around 150 cats.
Well, that'll keep it nice and clean.
You can go see some history and some cats. And some cats. So a lot of superstitious people see the Ides of March as a day of bad luck for obvious reasons.
Right.
But other bad things have also happened on the 15th of March.
You don't say.
For example, a cyclone destroyed 6 warships and killed more than 200 sailors in the waters near Samoa on March 15th, 1889.
Wow.
Without warning, the most severe blizzard in modern history ripped through North Dakota and Minnesota, killing 71 people on March 5th. 15th, 1941. And on March 15th, 1971, CBS announced that it was canceling the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my heavens. It just gets worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
You picked out a record to go along with the Ides of March, did you?
Yeah, so I thought the only appropriate song would be by the band the Ides of March.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to play Vehicle.
You got it. Tara, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ides of March, the name of the band, and Vehicle, the song. Sarah, do you remind us, why don't we just play that here on Legends 1027?
Because today is the Ides of March.
Yes.
And, yeah, that's it.
And that's it. Okay.
That's so pretty much speaks for itself, right?
You don't need to overjustify it. We're good. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Weekly Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Every month has an Ides, not just March.
Yes. Yes, it does. in ancient Rome, the Ides of March was the deadline for settling debts.
And today, the site of Caesar's assassination is also home to a cat sanctuary.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow. You did look up, by the way. You said, who would name a band the Ides of March?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird name.
And you looked it up, and it said it was the bassist's fault.
Suggested the name of the band after reading Shakespeare's Julius Caesar in high school.
Let's do it. Let's do Ides of March.
Yeah, really stuck with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fair enough. Folks want to learn more about the Ides of March. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Do you? You post everything?
I do. Sometimes.
Sometimes?
It depends. There's some certain factors that depend on whether or not I post everything.
She's blaming me is basically what she's doing. That's fine.
Can't really post the audio if you don't give the audio to me to post. So
okay, that's one way of looking at it, sure.
It's the only way of looking at it, okay.
Traffic and weather on the way. You come back tomorrow at 4:10.
We'll see.
We will see. I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
Have your people call my people.
Okay. Heads up next with traffic, weather with Josh, too, on Legends 102.7.